Town Board meeting for the Town of Lexington, order February 7th. Members of the board are present, media has been notified. Now please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Just time of moment for members of the community that we have lost since our last meeting. There are Althea LaBarge, Mary Jo Pounder, Jean Randolph, and Brenda Sagland. Item number six, approval of the agenda.
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number seven, public comment on agenda items. Yes, sir, state your name.
Dennis Pearson, Lexington Hall.
It's for him.
I know, it's for him. Hey, question, I think 111 or 117, approved agenda on the town website. My question is, how do you guys track open agenda items that need follow-up so that nothing gets left behind? In this case, it would be the not paying the longevity fees and coming up with a performance plan for 2024.
Usually the clerk keeps track of those, and that will be on our next agenda.
So it'll be on three agendas after?
Yes. This one was getting a little full, otherwise I was going to throw it on here.
Okay, I just want to know how you make sure you get them driven to conclusion, because there's no date on there.
Yeah, no, she, trust me, barks at me. Any others? Seeing none, move on to item number eight, discussion possible action, approval bartender's license for Trevizio. Susan has gotten the background information. I believe she emailed it to both of you. I know, Bob, you read it.
Yep. And given Trevizio's current status and her current progress, I would recommend that we approve the license.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the license for Trevizio. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Discussion, possible action, approval bartender's license for Molson. I believe that there was...
I reviewed that application. I'm not sure what I did with it now. I didn't see any red flags on that one either. So I would move for approval.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the bartender's license for Molson. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much.
We moved the agenda around so you didn't have to sit here too long.
Always appreciate it.
Item number 10, approval of vouchers in the general fund ACH 1563 to 1569 and 37719 to 37742 and 3744 to 3750. Fire dues of 104-15733. Tax account 10022 to 100023. Ambulance fund of 19592 to 19594. And firehouse construction of 1012.
I had an opportunity to review those, and I would move for their approval with the notation that we still are not getting adequate information from the construction company. I'll
follow up on that.
We had talked about that.
Yep.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the regular town board meeting, January 17th, 2024.
I had an opportunity to review those minutes before the meeting, and it sounds accurate to me. I believe they're accurate as drafted. And I would move for their approval.
been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the regular town board meeting of January 17th, 2024. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the special town board meeting January 31st, 2024.
Same thing. I reviewed the minutes in advance of the meeting, and I believe them to be accurate as drafted, and I move for their approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the minutes of the special town board meeting of January 31st, 2024. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Treasurer's report and January 2024 reconciliation to the board.
As of January 31st, the checking account has been reconciled. In the general checking, there's $392,703.37. The ambulance fund, there's $427,316.17. And in the reserve fund, there's $243,243.03.
Okay, is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carried. I gotta get back to where I'm supposed to be here. Item number 14, discussion possible action approve of election day emergency and contingency response plan. Susan.
I emailed it to you guys with all the materials for, so I didn't print another copy for tonight, but it just outlines our contingency plans if we had some kind of emergency, acts of violence, if we had to go to a secondary location, how we evacuate, and that kind of thing. Just thought it's a good idea for us to have a plan in place and have it at all of our stations. And
because that came from who again?
Well, it come from WEC. I mean, they kind of, Wisconsin Elections recommends it, and I looked at what some other people have, you know, mail handling, natural disasters, fear weather, bomb threats, suspicious object, you know, evacuating, because if we have to, if anything happens, even if we have to go to the basement, I mean, we have to take the machine, it's got to be guarded by two people, we have to take all the ballots, we got to, you know, everything's got to go. So just makes it a little easier for Leanne too, that everyone kind of knows what their part is to make that happen.
Is the basement our secondary location?
Well, you know, it depends on your disabilities. I mean, the hallway to the shop is good, the women's restroom, even that little fax room doesn't have any windows in it. You know, obviously the basement, we have plenty of room, and fire safe down there anyway.
It's bomb safe.
It's fireproof though.
No. All right, is there a motion to approve the election day emergency contingency response plan?
So moved.
I just have a question. Was this round two legal at all?
No.
Well, you took the recommendations as written by the Wisconsin Election Commission.
Okay. Second.
Okay, motion been made and seconded to approve the emergency and response plan. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item number 15, discussion possible action, sale of the Mack tanker for the Lac des Flammeaux Fire Department. We got a letter here from Chris Meyer, the chief, and it says the Lac des Flammeaux Fire Department writes for your consideration in selling the 1977 Mack tanker truck. A bid notice has been prepared for notice upon your approval. Bids would be accepted until the next regular town board meeting and opened on 2/21/24. We would appreciate it if you would table the bid discussion until the department has a chance to review them and then report back to the town board. We can have a report ready for you by March 6, 2024 meeting regarding the bids. We are hoping the proceeds from the sale can go to complete other DOT issues with our equipment. And as I understand, they did have Gary Landowski from Gary's Truck Repair here who can DOT trucks and, or DOT trucks. And he said that there was just too much wrong with it. It would cost more than what it was worth to fix up. And then they can use that for getting the other things straightened out.
Sounds like a good plan.
And there has been interest in it already, so.
I would move that we solicit bids.
Second.
Second. You had a comment, Jim?
Yeah, yes. Back at the last public electors meeting, I had brought up the fact of, selling most, not more, but there was five uncertified vehicles at that time, and I don't know if that's still current or not.
Well, that's what they're working on, getting them all certified. And I think, I can find out for you, or call Chris Meyer, but I think a couple of them have already been gone through and recertified, so.
Okay.
But I don't want to say for sure.
Understand.
Until I know.
Okay. Because as long as there's interest out there, maybe we ought to sell both of those 77s.
Yes, your name?
Don Tingwall. Are we going to, is there going to be a plan to replace this piece of equipment?
I'm sure they'll be coming up with something like that. Yep.
Thank you.
All right, a motion's been made and seconded to allow for bids of the 77 Mack tanker. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Motion carried. Item number 16, discussion possible action, commercial dumping charges at the transfer station. You've got another little note here. Commercial tree removal seems to be commercial dumping at the transfer station. Commercial tree removal seems to be charging local residents for debris removal and then bringing it to the transfer station to dispose of. In 2023, the town spent $6,000 to chip down the pile. In 2024, the road crew spent several days with the loader and burned down the pile. After consulting with Pete Jacobson, it was suggested that we charge a fee to commercial businesses that want to dispose of debris, etc., at $100 a load. Jacobson was agreeable to having the driver sign a log and the town would bill on a monthly basis. If we draft a letter, it could be sent this spring to local businesses for prior acknowledgement. And this was brought to my attention when they were, we have the burn pad there, we can burn there, we're permitted to do that. But some of these commercial outfits are bringing their loads in and then they don't have to truck them all the way back to wherever they go. They can get rid of them here and go on to the next job. So, you know, it's not a lot and I'm sure they're charging already.
So what do you consider a load?
Well, when they come in with one of their big clam trucks, because that's what they use.
Okay. So I think I'm agreeable to this, but I think you need to break it down as to what a load is and put a little bit more teeth into this, mm-hmm. where somebody commercial might have a pickup truck.
Exactly.
They're running it as a summertime, springtime business, and it's still commercial because they're doing it for a wage,
yeah.
you know, versus me if I come in or whatever. If it's, I think you need to just put a little bit more teeth into this. I think it's a good idea, but to put a little bit, to define what you define as commercial. Is it based on vehicle size, axles? I don't know. I mean, I don't know. Size of, you know, anything over.
I think too, which we can do, I think Pete's got a pretty good handle on who's coming in that's doing it commercially.
Okay.
You know.
So if he could even get a listing of,
yeah.
from going forward, these are the businesses currently I've identified.
Yep.
You know, that something with a little bit more teeth.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
To it.
I think we also want something to, you know, if they're going to sign in a log, that log has got to indicate that their signature in the log guarantees that this load came from within Vilas County. Because we've had trouble at the county landfill loads coming in from elsewhere. We've got rats there now.
Oh, yeah.
We have rats that came in on loads of garbage from other counties.
They came in from a load from Weston, Marathon County. And now they got a real problem getting rid of them.
Oh, yes. I've just been appointed to the commission for that. So I'm now the rat man.
So yeah, I think it's a good idea. I think you just need to add teeth to it as far as, even if it's their contractor's license, mm-hmm. something with an identifiable number to it.
Yeah, I'll talk to Pete and see if he can come up with a list.
All right, well, is there a motion?
Oh, yes, Jim.
At the entrance to the transfer station, you got a sign up there. It must be like the Flambeau resident may be asked to display an ID card. Do we do that for any of the brush dumpers?
Pete does ask them where it's coming from.
Okay.
And then they say, well, it's coming from Lac de Flambeau. So.
Okay. It is, and I know a lot of the landscape people that do and leaves and stuff like that, they bring truckloads and stuff like that. And
I don't know. Leaves aren't quite so bad
right,
because
yeah.
they'll go over the top of the hill and we just push those.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And so, you know, they decompose.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anything, the brush needs to go over behind where the snowmobile barn is.
Yeah, right.
Oakville is not that far away from us right now.
Yeah.
It's in the county.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, is there a motion to approve of commercial dumping charges?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve commercial dumping charges for the transfer station on brush and logs. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Item 17, discussion of the 24 monthly run update fire and ambulance. You want to do it? They've given us here.
Sure. Fires. December we had 2 runs, January 10 runs. As far as ambulance, we have had 65 runs in the month of January. So LifeQuest charges $499. So our year to date income for that is $7,307.48. That's how the year's starting out. Yes.
Do we have any idea how many runs Med-5 is making out here?
I do not. Not off the top of my head.
Okay.
I don't even know if we can get that through LifeQuest because we used to get it when we were billed by the runs.
Right.
Now that we have the annual,
right.
we don't receive any reporting from them at all.
Sheriff's Office.
Sheriff's Office.
So all Med-5 runs we bill for that then?
No.
We don't. Who bills for it?
They do.
Plus they're getting our
plus they're getting our money from us.
Yes. Yeah.
Plus their bill.
Yeah, that's the problem with it.
Yep.
Yep. It's nice for them. Yeah.
Whoa.
Violet and United Dispatch have that.
So Monday we had a meeting for ambulance, and that was a big topic of discussion, trying to make sure that we get all the slots filled, crews filled, so that we can start making more runs. Because as I explained to them, that's income. That's our income. That's what we need to have.
Yeah.
Continue to pay you guys. I need to have those runs coming in. And every time Med-5 comes in, they're making 3 times what we get because we're paying a yearly fee. They're billing out. And the only way I can negotiate to get that any lower is to say, well, we don't really need you guys because we're covering this. So it's a big push trying to get everybody to... you know, today, great example, I had 3 calls in a row, and, you know, I had one I was able to do, and then people had to go back to work. I have no crew because everybody's at work, so Med-5 had to come in, and another call came in, so I had to run around and steal somebody out of work again. So, yeah, it's difficult, but it is what it is, and
know we're paying way too much. I definitely want to bring that down, but the only way I can do that is to show them we don't need them. Because the majority of our calls are BLS calls.
Yeah.
We don't need the ALS. And they don't care. They're pay, you know, we have to pay no matter what.
Yeah.
And they don't have a difference, BLS, ALS, because they're all ALS, so.
Call is a call.
Yeah. So, yes, sir.
The question is, we know how many runs that we made from our unit. How many runs did we not make because we couldn't staff?
Well, and that would be the number of runs.
Med 5, we don't know.
Yeah, that's the number of Med 5 that would come in.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can, yeah. Well, Vilas County's got the dispatch information. They know how many times they've been dispatched out here. So, I mean, we can get that number, but.
Yes.
Yeah, but when you turn a call down, you can mark it as can't make the call. In other words, you had three calls, you made two out of the three, so you lost one.
Right.
Is where I'm going with that.
Right. But I don't keep track of.
Put those in as a call because we didn't respond.
So if there's no crew, there's no call into the system. Okay. So, yeah,
it's all. You know the call came in.
Right.
I think he's just saying that's a way to keep track of how many Met 5 calls.
It might not be totally accurate, you know.
Closer than it is today. We should trend it, right?
Yeah.
We should trend it. We should trend 65, 45, 35, and we should see what the trend is, and then you got the data support.
Yeah.
If you see the trend going down because you're staffing up, you can, you got milestones, you can say, hey, listen, guys, here's the data. Right now, you have no data.
Right.
Or at least not data trackable, historical data.
Yeah.
And it does happen a lot of times, too. Our ambulance will be out, and then you'll get another call.
Yep.
And then you have to call Med 5, you know.
Or Med 4.
Or Med 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but it's.
And if that's a request, then we will probably move this to the second meeting of the month instead of the first, because they have 7 days to enter their reports. And that was always the problem that Tom had with Oneida, because they would send out their report on the 3rd and say, whatever. And he's like, well, we haven't even got our reports in yet. You know, like Mike said, 3 in 1 day.
Yeah.
So then that would be my suggestion, is move this report to the 2nd of the month to give Mike a chance to obtain that number.
That'd be fine. Yeah, put you with Glenn.
I'll inquire and find out. I can go back and get information from them for last year and compare. So.
Thanks, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you.
That moves us to item number 18. Is there a motion to adjourn at 5:51, 53? Yeah, 6 o'clock.
Motion.
Second. Motion been made and seconded to adjourn. All those in favor signify by saying aye. Sherry, thank you for coming tonight.